Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about debate in Chinese. We have Tony Curson Price with us. Tony, he's an economist and writer. Hi, Tony, 你好.
Hey, 你好, Xiaolan.
Right, you like debating, huh?
I do. I love debating.
I noticed.
Although what we've had is a conversation, not a debate. The two are different things.
Yeah, you're right. Okay, I know you were involved with an organization called Intelligence Squared, and it's the debating community. And also event as well. They have lots of events with people debating.
That's right. It's an organization which puts on events all around the world. I was very involved with the London group. And essentially what happens is we try and think up. We think, okay, what is the important question? What are the 10 important questions that people need to hear the two sides of over the next 3 months?
Right.
And then we would express them as concisely as possible. And then we'd think, who needs to be heard defending that side? Who needs to be heard defending that side? We would bring the people together and then fill a hall with 500, 600, 1,000 people to listen to this confrontation.
That's amazing. So do you think that people should learn Chinese?
Of course people should like.
So debate then. We both are in agreement.
No. So we need, the thing about a debate is you have to make it something where there's a possible defensible position on the other side.
Right, okay.
And you have to divide people. This is the hard thing. The easiest thing in the world is to say, oh, wouldn't it be interesting to talk about Chinese characters, for example? But to make it a subject of disagreement, now that's hard. Should everyone learn Chinese? Of course they should.
Yeah.
How could you disagree with that?
No, I totally agree with you. I just heard a lot of people telling me, the Google Translate, why do I need to do that? In the future, the app will do everything and the simultaneous translation.
Now, that's an interesting question. Now, because there we've got the start of something which could be a debate, okay? Because the question at the heart of that is language purely a utilitarian exercise in a sort of exchange in which it's nothing different than swapping a £10 note in exchange for something?
No,
or is there an essence? Is there an essence to something?
Yeah, you've got the core of the issue. Here, it's not just about utility. It's more about the cultural appreciation. Imagine you and I have a conversation right now with simultaneous translation. Would that be a beautiful exercise? Would be interesting to listen to? Or if I use some certain expression and you don't really have matching expression in the counter language, then that will be lost in translation.
That's absolutely critical. And in a way, it goes to the heart of something which is politically crucial, which is what is the role of the linguistic community in making nations, right? Because we have lots of experiments in multilingual national nation building. So India is an extraordinary example of it. But you know, in the parliament, there's a lot of simultaneous translation, but essentially English is used.
Tony, we can go on forever having this debate. Let's go into the Chinese learning. All right. Okay, the way to say debate in Chinese, 辩论.
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 That's it. Two words only. 辩.
辩.
辩. It's a fourth tone, so we go down. 辩.
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 That's it. 辩. And bian, that means to argue. And the character is quite interesting. I had so much fun looking at that character. It's a three parts. First part means bitter and hardship.
Disagreement.
Yeah, and the second part is the word, verbal word, like speak.
Hardship through words.
And then the third part is also bitter. So the word is cornered, is sandwiched.
Between two characters that are opposing.
Three parts. That's right. Yes, so there are three parts. And then, so bitter, word, bitter. So two bitter things sandwiched.
Yes.
The speech. So you're arguing.
Yeah. So what I want to know when, you know, I see your posts on Facebook and I love the pictures that you do. What I want to know is when a fluent Chinese reader is reading these characters, are they at some level aware of the meanings of the decomposed elements?
Sadly, not much. This is why I'm doing what I'm doing. And of course, depending on individuals, and unless your major is in Chinese literature, in Chinese etymology, otherwise most people, they just, it's just repetitive.
It's thing. Just, okay.
Just
so
like
it's
ABC,
not,
or yes, like, yes, yes. If I ask you why water is water.
Yes, well, what a good question.
Why bottle is bottle.
Yeah.
Most
yeah.
English native speakers wouldn't know.
No. But the interesting thing is that, of course, we don't. And mostly it's not contained in the letters,
mm-hmm.
that answer.
Right.
Mostly it's, okay, well, the old English was this and there was a transformation that's a sonic transformation.
Yes.
Whereas what you've just described is a situation in which the primitives are there, mm-hmm. for all to see. They're visible,
right.
in the character.
Yeah. Most people, they just repeat without thinking. And that's what I did when I was a kid. But then later on, because of my personal interest, because my mother is a calligrapher, because of hours every day I spent with the characters, and this is why I get to know all that. And I'm not saying people wouldn't know that, but it's not a natural thing. Everybody take it for granted.
I see. But so when you decompose into bitter word bitter,
mm-hmm.
did that take a lot of research to do that? Or is it obvious when you're looking for it?
If you're trained, then it's obvious.
Okay.
And then, of course, every character, we have to go back to the etymology, because characters evolved over the years and they all change the shape and form, and they are all given with a slight different meanings. Just like, for example, hot. You can say the tea is hot and chili is hot.
Yes.
That girl
yes.
is hot.
Yes.
They all mean different things, yes. the same yes. as Chinese. Each character can mean different things. When you combine them together, you refine them as well.
Okay, yes, of course.
Yeah. So let's go into the second character. The first character was bian.
Bian.
Bitter word, bitter. And the second character, luan, that means to discuss.
Luan.
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 Perfect. That's the fourth tone. So both are fourth tones. We can go down a bit. And when you go down, you sound like you're a bit angry. So bian luan.
Bian luan.
Yeah, you see, you are grinding your teeth now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like, okay, you're having a lively debate.
So luan
means discuss.
Discuss.
That's right. And the shape of the character on the left side is the same as the word, the speech, just like bian.
Okay.
And then on the right-hand side, it's like an orderly shape, just to say you actually articulate.
Oh, orderly shape, you
yeah,
said.
That's right.
So
orderly
like a
shape.
List or a...
Yeah, that's right. It looks like an orderly shape. So that means that... Okay, you can articulate with a careful analysis.
I see. Very interesting. And so there's the conflict, but there's also within a set of rules,
exactly.
which of course is exactly what Intelligence Squared does, which yep. says we are going to line them up and you will have 7 minutes and
right.
then you'll have an opponent. So it's the set of rules
yep.
which contains the bitterness of the debate.
Exactly. Exactly. So it sounds like debating is your lifetime, activity, huh? Your hobby.
It's one of my hobbies.
Right. Okay.
I certainly, what I think is that in opposition, mm-hmm. you often discover, you know, you discover truth through opposition, or at least it's one of the ways of discovering truth.
Right. Is there sometimes when you try to explain too much, you lose the sense of beauty?
Well, of course, and beauty is very different. There's this famous poem in English language, Keats's ode to on the Grecian urn, in which he sees on this beautiful vase the inscription, "Truth is beauty, beauty is truth. That is all you know and all you need to know."
Right.
And I have puzzled about this, and I think that it's not the case that truth mm-hmm. is beauty. I think the two are, they're very different. That at some level, truth may be beautiful,
mm-hmm.
But the property of truth and the property of beauty are two different things. So approaching truth is very different from approaching beauty. And I'm, you know, I know that I sit in my garden in the morning these days with the beautiful sun out and there are flowers and there are birds and I, and if I start, an internal conversation, an internal debate, mm-hmm. an
right.
internal ordering through words,
mm-hmm.
then I lose that, the extraordinary moment.
Right.
That
okay.
That is.
So people like you, as a debater, a debate expert, we call you 辩论家.
辩论家.
辩论家. 辩论.
辩论.
Yeah, exactly. 辩论 is the same thing.
Yes.
And 家 originally means home.
home.
Yeah, home.
Yes.
And that's the shape of the character. And later on, it's evolved and extended into expert. For example, when you say someone is a scientist, and in English you say science and then tist. Mm. You have mathematician, mathematics and mathematician.
Yes.
So it's like a...
I see.
The people thing at the end, but that only refers to people who are the expert or highly trained. It's not the random people.
I see. So it's about expertise.
Yes.
I see. Very interesting.
Okay. So you are a debater, 辩论家.
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 Yep. And then you can, some people in the real competition, they will say 辩士.
辩士.
Yeah, 辩士. 辩 is the same one.
Yes.
To argue,
yes,
to dispute. And 士, it's a very ancient character. Very simple, only three strokes. And originally that means scholar.
辩士.
You're the debating scholar.
Scholar.
Yeah.
I see. So, but then that gets rid of the 论, that gets rid of the ordering bit of the...
Yeah, it's just an abbreviation.
No abbreviation.
So it doesn't mean that you don't need to be arguing orderly.
Right. Okay, understood.
Right. Okay, thank you very much, Tony, for joining us. Today we talk about debate, 辩论, debater, 辩论家. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见, Tony.
再见, 小浪.